entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and special Geek of the Week,
TNT Colburn.
The T-Man. No, just T-Man, right?
Right.
Just want to go with T or T-Man? I mean, you know, like J-Lo.
How about T-Zizzle?
T-Zizzle?
How about just T?
How about T? All right.
All right.
We're talking about sound cards, sound files.
What?
Huh? You talking to me?
I don't know.
And the sound that this makes when you move a microphone?
That's called the microphone moving sound.
Yeah, that's a new thing for Taylor to learn.
Yeah, buddy!
And also, we want to wish all of those, all the mothers out there, a happy Mother's Day, right? Yes?
Well, yeah.
Yes. Did Mike Hell get in on this? You didn't get to wish
your
mother.
She's shaking her head yes, which means happy Mother's Day.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Well, there you have it.
And Nana and Grandma.
That was so beautiful. That was so beautiful.
What are you guys doing for your Mother's Day tomorrow?
Well, we're not. We don't.
If we set it on the air, it would ruin the surprise.
Oh,
yes.
Surprise!
Perhaps on Monday, I can fill you in on the details.
Yes.
Okay.
Suffice it to say, there will be many flowers, lots of food, and fun.
That's always a good thing.
Quite a festivity it will be.
Yes.
Yes. It's almost like Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, before we get into the meat of the matter of our show, we want to bring a young man into the fold here, a young man by the name of Kyle Hobson, who's a sixth grade student at Eagle Ridge Elementary, I believe. And he took first place in the computer science division and best of show at the Maricopa County Fair, the science project competition. And in addition to all of those accolades, he won first place for his project in the Central Arizona Science and Engineering Fair, and he's also been awarded the Young Discovery Challenge Science Award for a pretty incredible project he put together. So we want to invite Kyle in to talk to him.
This is all one person that got all that stuff?
One guy. Kyle, are you with us?
Yes.
Hey, welcome to the Computer Corner. You and I spoke briefly yesterday, and I just wanted to kind of get the folks out there familiar with your work and kind of give you an attaboy for this incredible project that you put together. Tell me a little bit about the project and how you chose this project to enter into these competitions.
Well, I used Visual Basic to create a program that helps people with their visual problems. I called it Visual Ball, and 68% of children are not reading at their grade level and may have difficult reading due to visual problems.
Got it. And so you created a program that will help them increase or improve their vision.
Yes.
It's almost like a calisthenics or exercise for your eyes, right?
Yes.
And you apparently did this because you had some issues with this yourself, right?
Yeah. In the past, I had therapy done, eye therapy done.
And you had to go to some expensive machine or something to do this?
No, it was too expensive, so my mom, she was trained how to do it, and she did it at home.
I see. So you wrote a program that makes it even easier.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been programming?
For about maybe just this year.
Oh, okay. Just this year, and you already...
For a year, and you got a program that's winning awards.
And you obviously have been involved with computers for a little while. How old are you now?
13.
You're 13, and you started playing with computers when?
13.
Four years ago.
So you've really done quite well in a very short period of time. We just wanted to acknowledge all of your efforts here on the show. You know, it's we hear all the time, oh, kids today are all terrible.
All they're doing is hacking and writing viruses.
No. The majority of them are doing great things like Kyle, and we wanted to acknowledge Kyle. Kyle, thank you for coming on and telling us about the project, and I understand you're going to continue to compete in the Discovery Channel challenge that's coming up?
Yes. I entered it, and I haven't got a... message back, but I'm going to Washington, D.C. if they accept.
Wow, so you'll be competing with the rest of the world, huh?
Yes.
Well, good luck, Kyle. Great work, and obviously we'll keep all of you posted on Kyle's progress, and as well, we'll try to, as we have websites and things that we can kind of get you up to speed on with Kyle's efforts, we'll do that as well. But we wanted to take the time and acknowledge Kyle's efforts and give him our congratulations as well. So thanks for joining us, Kyle.
Okay.
And good luck out there.
Thank you.
You betcha.
Bye-bye.
And again, you know, we've got Adam, we've got Kyle, now we got T-Man. We've got all these great young folks that are helping in the world of technology.
Yeah.
And that is the majority, you know that?
Yeah.
I get sick and tired of these people going, oh, these kids. And most of these people are saying, they're painting all the kids with the same brush.
Right.
Because they don't have any of these kids in their life. They don't hear about these stories. All they hear about is the bad. You hear about the bad 5% instead of all this great stuff that's going on.
So we're here to bring you the good story.
We're going
to
change everything.
When I was about his age,
yeah?
I used a program called BASIC, not Visual Basic. And after weeks of programming and millions of lines of code, not even millions, but thousands maybe, I got the thing to ask you what day of the week it was, because, you know, that's a real tough thing.
That is.
And then when you would enter in, it's Tuesday, it would say, welcome to Tuesday. Hello, world. Huh? That was my big accomplishment.
That's solid.
That didn't win any awards at all, just so you know.
I'm shocked.
And it was just in text.
It didn't write
white text, black screen. It was really complicated.
Well, from a good teen to a bad teen, this German teenager was arrested, I believe, Friday with the for admitting to, or I guess an informant kind of turned him in. I guess this $250,000 reward that Microsoft put out there may have some impact on getting these folks to turn each other in. Hopefully it's not one of these things where there's two teens, one wrote the worm, the other one turned the other guy in, and they're going to split the money after he writes a book and, you know, goes to jail.
Don't give anybody any ideas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're going to spend 5 years in jail, so I'm not sure it's worth all that.
Well, if you're 18 and in 5 years, how much would it, could you earn that much money in 5 years? Maybe it's not a bad deal.
Well, if you put your mind to work like Kyle and do something real.
If he was able to write a worm that spread as fast as that thing spread, that infected as many computers as that thing infected, that is kind of a waste. I imagine that mind could be put to a good use, and probably he could earn himself a pretty penny.
His first attempt was real weak. The first version was horrible and it didn't spread very fast because it was poorly written. So, again, that it just goes to the point that most of these worms and viruses, the first version is really bad and then other people see it and improve it.
Hmm.
And that's when it really gets bad. The second and third and fourth versions of Sasser did a lot more damage than the first version. So, by the way, all you need to do to protect yourself from the Sasser worm is, one, have what we've told you should always have when you're on the Internet, is some sort of firewall, especially if you're on a high-speed Internet connection.
Right.
Two is to do what we tell you to do every week, every month, which is do an update of Windows. If you go to windowsupdate.microsoft.com, that's how you fill the holes. Number three, if you subscribe to our newsletter, we will tell you when these new patches are available, and all you have to do is click on the link and go get the new patch, and you'll be protected before all this wave of junk hits.
Yep. Last weekend, actually, we were out on a live remote, Mike Hill and I, and Ken was out, you know, doing his thing, and we were talking about the laptop we were using. That sounded good, by the way.
Yeah, that's good.
The laptop we were using that was a KTR laptop, I was having this weird problem. And that was actually the day that worm had come out, and that's exactly what the problem was. That machine had not been updated. It was a corporate machine that was kind of not behind a firewall, not updated. All the rules were broken, and that's the problem it was having. And, of course, on Sunday, I start to figure out, hey, I know what this thing is.
It was the Sasa.
There it is.
Sasa worm. All right, so the rest of the show we want to try to devote to helping people with sound, and obviously if you have any kind of question, it doesn't just necessarily have to be about sound. Feel free to give us a holler, 602-277-5827, which oddly enough, T stands for KTAR.
Isn't that weird? 277-KTAR, if you can remember those
punch that
phonetic
in.
Things, you can make a phone number and here you can get to us.
What do you say we take a call, T?
Actually, why don't we say we take a break?
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah, a break, and then a call.
When we come back, we'll take some calls. We'll talk to some people, and if you're a little bit shy or you can't get through there, you can always try our website at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and look for links to ask a question. Make a suggestion right there at our site. Again, it's at datadoctors.com, and the number, 602-277-5827. It is the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and T. We'll be right back.